Blog Talk Radio.
We are in for a treat. I wanted to talk a little bit about Grandmaster. He's going on trial. And I want to show you guys something. And my thing is, I don't understand. He's being brought up on charges. And we all know why, okay? But you have the Proud Boys who climbed the Capitol building wall, and they're out, and they're not in jail. So tell me why Grandmaster, NFAC, is still on trial. For what? For what? A lie. But every time black people go against their system, they want to bring charges against us. Just like you had a young man that, a white guy, it was a black man, with his family, and a white guy was trying to break into his house, right? I'm sure he didn't know the guy was black or white. He just knew somebody was coming through his door. So the young man shot through the door, and he shot at the floor, not trying to shoot anybody,
But the dummy was crouched down behind the door. So where the young man shot, he ended up shooting the white guy, the thief, the robber, okay, who was probably coming in to murder him and his family. Who knows nowadays? You never know with these characters nowadays what's going on. So, of course, the black guy shot the murderer, okay, the intruder. Let's call him that, the thief. And he killed a guy. So now they're trying to bring him up on murder charges. But he's in a, this is in Florida, and that is a stand your ground state, right? But that works for everybody else for black people, okay? We already know that. Then you had another young man who, a white person, I don't even know what to call them right now. They're so evil. They're always doing something. I don't care what. They're always into, you know, always come to intrude, to invade, come to kill, steal, and destroy. Well, anyway, he came to work, Dunkin' Donuts, and his young manager working there, he's black, and the guy came through the drive-thru first, and he, you know, I guess his order wasn't right, so we wanted to come in. When he came in, he was being verbally abusive to the young lady at the counter. So, of course, the manager came up, you know, to straighten the problem out. So the thug, the Mzungu, started shouting the N-word, okay? And, of course, you know that's a trigger for us. I don't know why we've been called worse than that, but it was a trigger for him. And some things went down, and I think he punched the guy, and the guy fell, okay? And they called him ambulance for the guy, and the guy ended up dying. But the guy came in verbally abusive, and I think he hit him first, okay? Hit the manager first. But my thing is, why is it that when we protect ourselves, the DA, everybody's on code, okay? But when we come into the system, it's automatic, no chances, automatic jail time, automatic. You're going to take up for the Mzungu no matter what that man said or did, no matter he was coming in acting like a fool. We already seen the one video with the man that was hitting his head against the computer. Now, that right there, if that customer, if he had came around that counter and the customer would have clocked him or whatever, would the customer have been wrong with him displaying that type of behavior? Remember the video that that came out where the young man was literally, I'm sorry, I gotta show this video, you guys. I gotta show this because I want you to see what we're dealing with, okay? And I really don't believe that people, I think we've forgotten the dangers of these Neanderthals. I think we've forgotten how unsettled they are. I think we've forgotten what we're dealing with, but I'm going to pull it up now because I want you to see what we're dealing with, okay? Because this is really, and I don't want you to forget, okay? I want you to see this. And let me see if I can get it to come up. And this is very dangerous because if this Mzungu came into the Dunkin' Donuts like this, defending the customers, defending myself, and he had every right to defend himself. And I'm trying to see if it's going to come up. He had every right to defend himself, okay? That's all I'm going to say. But if a Mzungu comes in and they try to be disrespectful to you and try to do some crazy stuff, then you have every right to defend yourself and your family, okay? We'll take care of that. You know, we'll fix all of that. We'll fix it in court. You know, at least you live another day, okay? So let me just go into Instagram. I really want to pull this up. Hold on, bear with you guys, because this is really funny because it's showing you what we're dealing with, and we can never, ever, 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 ever forget that when it comes to these Muslims, you never know what's going to happen. I'm trying to pull up Tariq. I'm trying to see if I can get him up. Oh, God. I hate this when I'm looking for something that can't get it to come up. I hate this. Let me try it again. I hate this. I was trying to get it to come up because I think we need to really be reminded all the time of the white folks and what we're dealing with, okay? We're still trying to call them friends, and we're trying to we're getting our enemies mixed up, okay? And we can't afford to get our enemies mixed up because they're not safe, and they should not be allowed to just walk around free, okay? And we all know what the topic is, right? We need to really get to the point where we are being very careful. And I want to show you this, okay? I want to show you this because I love this. But I want to show you what we're dealing with, okay? Let's not ever forget. Let's not forget this. Come on here. Come on. I think I'll be rushing it sometimes. I'm trying to get in here and show you this, but I think I'll be rushing it sometimes. Come on, thing. I hate this. Let me do it. Okay, let me see. Okay, here we go. Oh, shoot. Hold on, you guys. I'm trying to see if I'm going to have some, because sometimes my thing will go into, okay, the Bluetooth wasn't on, so I did not, I was able to hear. Okay. You guys, come on, keep watching. Yes, we want to keep watching. I want you guys, let's not get it to the people. Because I don't want you to get it confused. I don't want you guys to just, hold on. I don't want you guys to get it confused. This is what you're dealing with. Okay, hold on. I don't want you guys, I'm going to say it again. I want you guys to understand what you guys are dealing with. Because this right here is unacceptable. This is what you're dealing with, family. Okay? Did you see how this act, this is what you're dealing with. These are who you call friends. These type of people is who we are calling friends. These are not friends. Welcome, Isaac. Welcome. These are not friends. Let's stop getting it twisted, you guys. Stop calling them friends. Stop looking to them to be friends. These are dysfunctional demons. These are animals. So when I see a black man with one of them demons and devils, or a black woman with them, sleeping with them, this is why we caught Corona. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say it. This is why we are dealing with what we're dealing with now. Because God said, and Yahuwah, okay, told us, if you don't step away from them, you're going to get the same punishment that they get. Blog Talk, how are you doing today? Thank you. Welcome for joining me. Let me give you the number in case you want to call in, 563-999-3682. Let's talk about the topic. The topic is racism in America, and I'm going to always talk about racism in America, especially when you have Congress and senators and a vice president that tells you that America is not a racist country. I'm always going to point it out that it is. America's crime against humanity. That's what we're talking about, which is black folk. You see how they treat people in Israel, right? When I saw what I saw as far as Israel was concerned, I went on Twitter and I said, wow, that looks like America. I said, America can't help Israel until they do take care of home first. I said, you have the same problem here in America with black people. I said, so that's why Biden's so quiet, because guess what? If I speak up for Israel, I'm going to have to speak up for at home. And he's not said anything about the police brutality that's going on in America. And let me put it out there for anybody black that's planning on visiting America, visit at your own discrepancy. Visit at your own be very careful, okay? You got to visit at your own risk, because it's not safe. Because you're here today and gone tomorrow. You may not make it out alive. If you come in here to visit, and you come in, you know, to leave and go out and do what you need to do, you know, come here to maybe make some money, send it back home, that's not going to work. Because guess what? Black folk, you already know. If you coming from Africa and trying to make it here in America, and I heard a black man, an African, a foreigner, say that if we don't get ahead here in America, it's not the government's fault, it's not the white man's fault. And this is and I hear this from a lot of foreigners, and I'm not saying anything against my brothers, but I want even Africans, even foreigners that come here from Nigeria and from Africa and from other African countries, be very mindful, be very careful what you say, because a lot of times you don't understand the systematical racism that is America is built on, okay? And it's built that way on purpose, and it's built to hold us down, but you don't understand that. You aren't born here. You aren't raised here. You still think that these demons and devils are your friends, okay? They're not friends. You come here, you thinking it's going to be all gravy, and it's not, okay? And you have a hard time with you have a hard time too when you get here, okay? They treat you just as bad as they treat us, but let's not forget that we grew up and we're trying to teach you and tell you what you're dealing with, because it seems like you've forgotten, okay? Seems like you've forgotten. And my thing is, you have senators, like I said, senators in Congress that are now trying to deal with the police, qualified immunity, right? And you have to deal with qualified immunity in order for police brutality to stop. You can't just leave that on the board, qualified immunity, and say, oh, we're going to get back to it later. No, you won't get back to it later, because you're going to leave it on the board on purpose. Okay, Claiborne. Okay, that's what Claiborne said. He said, hey, we're going to deal with qualified immunity later. Let's just pass the bill. No, let's get it right the first time so we don't have to revisit this. Okay, let's take qualified immunity out so then police can be held accountable. So when they come in and they tell you, oh, we killed her because she had a knife in her hand, but Kyle Rittenhouse was able to walk past the police waves and he didn't die. No, you're not going to tell me that you killed her because she had a knife in her hand. You go tell me you killed her because she was black. Because that's the only I've seen so many cases, okay? And we're going to talk a little bit about that because I want to bring up something as far as what's going on right now, okay? Because we don't understand what's happening now. America, let me get it. Hold on, let me find it. There was a commission report. Okay, let's talk about the commission report that came out. And it was a report of the International Commission of Inquiry on Systematic Racist Police Violence Against People of African Descent in the United States. That's what I want to talk about. Okay, that wasn't in the news. A whole lot of people are not talking about this because they don't understand it. And the report is so long, okay? It's a very long report, okay, but I want us to talk about the report. I want us to get into the meat of it, okay, what the report is really talking about. Because I'm looking here and I'm seeing what's going on in America, what's going on in Israel, okay, because everything comes full circle, 360, okay, degrees, okay. We have to deal with our stuff here. And America, Muslims, it's time to be honest. White folks, it's time to be really honest and help us to deal. I'm not here to teach. I'm not even here to entertain white folk right now. I'm talking to my people. Because sometimes when you try to explain, we shouldn't have to try to explain what you see in front of your face. You trying to tell me what don't exist. You trying to tell me when I see how they're trying to handle the 1619 the topic where that young woman wrote a book, okay, and was explaining about the true American history. They want to call it racist. The true American history of how black folk was really treated. They don't want their kids being taught that because they don't want their kids to look at themselves as bad people. But when you treat, when you mangle, when you rape, pillage, when you burn a man alive, when you hang a person on a tree, you know what I'm saying? That right there, that's evil. That's evil. And when you're looking at it smiling, that's evil. We have to understand who we're dealing with. I'm not going to let us forget. This is why I tell black folk, if you can afford it, let's get out. If you can afford it, and don't tell me you can't, because we can afford to get our nails done. We can afford, you know, we got a stimulus check. I've seen a man carrying a 30-inch TV out of Walmart. So I'm like, why are you buying a TV when you can buy land? That's what I did with my stimulus. I'm just saying, okay? I put mine to good use, okay? I bought me some land with it. And I hope you guys are getting ready to exit, okay? Because America is not going to, you think you're going to sit here and you're going to be good? No, you're not going to sit here and be good. The only place you're going to be good is on the continent. Why do I say that? Why do I say that? There is from Hebrews to Negroes, okay? I want you guys, Ron Dalton, I want you guys to entertain him. I want you guys to entertain me for a minute. And I want you guys to go and look at all his videos from Negro, Hebrews to Negroes. He's got a book. He's got Vimeo movies, movies on Vimeo that'll help you to understand who you really are, to help you to see what's really coming into America, and to help you to understand that if you don't get out, when all of this stuff starts happening, and we got a window now to get out, but if you think you're going to stay here and be safe, you're not going to be safe. Africa is the place, and he explains that, why as Africa the place. That's the land of the milk and honey. That is the land of the now, okay? I keep telling people, you got animals walking around just walking the streets. There's nobody on them. You got the fruit, mangoes growing. You got cashews growing. You got all type of stuff growing in the grass, in the ground, out of the ground that you didn't even plant. Don't y'all understand what's going on? Okay, don't let white folks tell you, Africa, they don't like you. Stop listening to them. Go and visit. How you know? I have African friends, okay? Just like black folk don't. We have coons here that don't like you. So you still are able. Yes, Isaac, Babylon is falling. It's done. Don't say falling. Babylon has fallen, okay? It's fallen, okay? It's not falling. It's done. Look around you. They're done. They're done. But we have a hard time understanding this because white folk not telling you to your face. They're not calling you niggas to your face. Sorry, excuse me. I'm just saying. They're not going to call you that. They're not telling you that you still. They still hanging you on trees. They had a bill, the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act. Did anybody know about that Anti-Lynching Act? Why do you need an anti-lynching act in 2021, people, family? Why do we need that deal? Because they still lynching you behind. But that's what they call it. The DAs are on code. They all calling it suicide. You just had a 16-year-old who was LGBT. I don't care. She's LGBT. She had some issues with some people, okay, some peers her age. I'm not going to call them friends because friends don't lynch you. Friends don't tie you to a tree and tie your neck to a tree and lynch you. Okay? They don't do that. Friends don't do that. But they ended up lynching this young woman. Young lady, she's 16, honor roll student. They lynched her. They tied her a belt around her neck from the back. They called it a suicide. Tell me how is this baby going to lynch herself, tie a belt from the back of her neck, back of the tree. Now, remind me, okay, the belt went, okay, the belt, you got the belt, and it's being tied around your neck, right? So you going, the belt is going around a tree, but they said it's a suicide. You feel me? You see what I'm saying now, right? They're trying to tell you that everybody that murder us is suicide. They're not ever calling it murder. They're not ever calling it a hate crime, as you know. Anytime we die, they say, oh, it's suicide. Black folks, how are we going to show me and tell me how am I going to tie a belt around my neck, around the tree, and that's suicide? Help me understand that. You're right, Isaac. But guess what? My thing is, I'm so tired of America. I'm so tired of what I'm seeing. It's not a good place for us. We are never going to be safe unless we are in where we need to be. I'm going to just say it like that. We're never going to be safe unless we are where we need to be. That's the only way we're going to be safe. America's not for us. And it's getting worse and worse. My thing is sometimes God will allow things to happen, or Yahshua, whatever you call him, higher power, whatever you call him, sometimes he will allow things to happen, most high. He will allow things to happen. He wants to make things so bad that you just say, okay, I want out. Let me out. Let me out. Let me out. Let's go. Let's go. Get out. Let's go. He wants to make it so bad here that you'll run out of this country. You'll run out of America. But black folks holding on. I looked at Demona, black people, the black Israelites that was in Israel, okay? And they've been there since 1976, 73, 76, somewhere up in there. They've been there a long time. And they've never pressed them like they've been pressing them this year, and they gave them 30 days to get out. Am I correct? Do you not know that was a blessing in disguise? Do you see how they were bombing Israel? And if Demona had still been there, maybe they would have gotten bombed also. So do you understand that sometimes God, Yahshua, Most High, is working in the background, and we'll look at things and we'll be like, oh, my God, they're trying to put them out of their city, and, you know, you're going to fight to stay. Why are you fighting to stay in a country that hates you? Why are we fighting to stay in America? Why are we fighting instead of us saying, okay, I've seen a ticket for $377. Hebrews to Negroes has they've got a trip coming up.
July 19th, okay? And I don't know how much it is, but my thing is, why not get your ticket and meet them there? Because they're going to have transitional housing. They have a program when they get there that they are going to help people that don't have it together yet. But he said if you have money to get out of the country and maybe a couple hundred dollars, maybe about $500 in your pocket to be able to feed yourself, you know what I'm saying, until they get things situated, come on and go. That's what he's saying. I'm just saying. Now, if you want to sit here and keep making excuses, there are different people. Dinah Samir, he has a program. He interviewed this attorney that has a program, okay? Safari, I think her name is Safari. She's an attorney. And she had where everybody would give a dollar, and a million people give a dollar, that's $1 million. And she said six people, she wanted to start with six people, to bring six people over that had their own business plan, that wanted their own business. And what she was going to do was allow you to live with somebody. Or get your own spot, give you money to take care of yourself for 6 months. You concentrate on your business, and then you can pay her back by putting money into the program to help somebody else to come over. I'm just saying, Blackset has land for sale. Blackset family, I love Julia. She has land, and I bought my land through her. I'm just saying. We have people that are reaching out to help. But if you don't even try, just like if you don't have a plan, if your pastor don't have a plan for my Christians, and you know that you're supposed to leave, and if you don't have a plan, and that church does not have a plan, and if you're not throwing up food, and you're on Section 8 or you're on welfare, BBT right now, you don't have extra anything, what are you going to do when they tell you to take the lollipop? And you guys know what I mean when I talk about the lollipop. If they tell you to take the lollipop, how are you going to say no if you don't have a plan, if you don't have food stored up, if you don't have a garden, if you don't have chickens or, you know, something where you can eat at least the eggs and have, you know, a bunch of chickens where you can at least eat the eggs, and then, you know, when times get bad, you can, you know, cluck a chicken and, you know, do what you need to do. But my thing is we have to start canning, you guys, okay? You should be canning cucumbers now. You should be canning tomatoes. You should be canning, freezing your vegetables, you know, when your greens and your cabbage come up. You should be putting the freezer bag in those. I'm just saying, you have to do what you have to do, you guys. Get your emergency kits. Because I'm telling you, I'm praying for you guys. Come on, you guys. We got to open our minds. But my thing is, if a white person's not telling you, then we don't want to hear it. If a white person is not, my husband was on internet, Facebook, and he was, you know, telling people, same thing I talk about, we're a team, right? So he was telling his friends, and he was, you know, letting them know about the lollipop again. So many of them have taken it, and they've gotten mad at him and these church folks, okay? Church folks that's there, whose pastors are telling them to take the vaccine. And I don't understand, why is it that black folk are trusting enemies? These people have never, ever liked us, and they never will. And you are trusting them for your life. And one guy said, well, I'm trusting God, but he took the lollipop. My thing is, how are you trusting God if you've already taken the lollipop? Then you're not trusting anybody. You're trusting man, okay? So I just want us to... Let me take a peek at what you're saying, Isaac. Yes, now and understand that we need to leave America and go to Africa. Yes. We don't stand a chance, you're right. We don't stand a chance here in America. And if you want to stay because you've heard rumors, instead of you checking out, I've given you different ones, Go Black to Africa, okay? Check him out. It's Go Black, okay, it's BLACK, and the number two, Africa. Go Black, BLACK, to Africa. Check out his page. Mark Goes to Africa. That's another young man. He's 19. He's there. I just seen an interview of his today. But I want us to understand what I've shown you, what we're dealing with. I've shown you a picture. This white guy, Mazumba, beating his head up against the computer. You know, he's beating his head up against the computer. I'm showing you. These are dysfunctional. He can say what he say. He said, oh, I have a mental illness. He can tell it loud, he won't. My thing is, we know we have mental illness also, okay? Dealing with America, dealing with these Mazungas, and dealing with these evil people. Yes, we have trauma, okay? We've had trauma passed down from generation to generation, but we're never allowed to say, oh, I'm dealing with mental illness, are we? We're never given a chance, an opportunity, you know? We're never given a second chance. We're never given, you know, I've seen where police officers have put people in jail for, you know,
crimes that they didn't commit, and they lied on the report, and they spent 25, 37 years there, okay, in jail. What happens to that officer? Nothing. They get to lie, commit perjury, okay, and with no impunity, not being held accountable, get out of America. Especially if you have sons, get out of America. If you want to, if you love your child and you love your family, get them out of America. Get them out of these racist schools. Because I see stuff now that's happening, and it's happening a lot with our children. And I don't understand what this is going to take for us to get it in our heads that our children are not safe around them by themselves. Our children are not safe in their schools. Our children are not safe playing with their children. You had one little boy who went to a party. He was the only black there. He's a mixed child, and he's drinking AP. They didn't gave the little boy some pee, and he's drinking AP. Come on. Who does that? What child thinks like that? Does your child, black family, sit up and pee in a cup and tell somebody to drink it? Who thinks like that? I'm just saying, their children are dangerous for our children to hang out with. Their children are dangerous for our children. This is why they don't want us teaching them 16, 19. This is why the Republican Party is paying the state money, paying the schools money not to teach 16, 19. The documentary that the young woman wrote, they're paying, and they wanted to start teaching it because we don't need to be forgetting our history. But my thing is, we need to have our own online schools. We need to be educating our own children. Get them out. Get them away from the Muslims. Because now you know that they don't have to have your parental consent to give your child the lollipop. You know that, right? They can take them to school. You can take them to school, drop them off, and they'll come home and say, Mommy, I've had the lollipop today. Okay? But guess what? You've allowed your child, you've left your child in your enemy's hands, and you still don't understand how dangerous they are. Even though you work with these devils every day, and you're around them all the time, and you see it at work when you're dealing with them, how they treat you. But then yet, you will leave your babies, your 2-year-old, your 5-year-old, your month-old in their care, your 10-year-old in their care. Really? When are we going to see that? It's time for black folks to really wake up. I mean, we've been asleep a long time. Okay, but that was time. That's our excuse. It was for a reason. But now that we're waking up and you're seeing it and you're hearing it more and more and more, and you still aren't making changes, then guess what? What happens to you happens to you. I'm getting to the point right now where I'm like, I don't want to hear it. I don't care. Because we're telling you every day. You got so many YouTubers that are telling you, get out of America. Get out, get out, get out. You have so many YouTubers that's telling you, that's showing you things that are happening, like the little boy that the teacher made him put his hand inside of the toilet to unstop the toilet because I guess maybe he had used too much. You know how kids use too much tissue, and the toilet had gotten stopped up. She made this 5-year-old stick his hand in the toilet and pick out his own feces and tissue. Who the hell does that? That's what you're dealing with, and we still don't get it. We still don't understand. Okay, keep on leaving your babies with them. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm just saying, we still don't get it. I don't understand why we don't get it. What is it going to take for us to get it? What is it that we're going to have to do for us to understand that it's time to make a difference? It's time for us to do something. It's time for us to say, hey, we've had enough. I see that you're not going to, I see that you're going to still mistreat us. So guess what? I'm not giving you my child. I'm not going to let you abuse my child anymore. I'm trying to pull up this report. I'm going to see if I can use my tablet. I just want to pull up this report a little more. Hold on, y'all. They did a report, okay, and the commission report, and it was talking about police brutality and what was going on in America. And America needs to be brought up on, I already downloaded, so where is it? I don't know where it's at. Okay, where is it? America should be brought up on charges for the inhumane treatment of black people, okay? Now, this was really something that they were discussing. And I had it up here. I'm trying to see if I can get it up. Stuff don't work when you need it. Tell me why when stuff, I can have it sitting up here, and it'll be sitting up here all, you know, it'll sit up here, and then as soon as I get online,
soon as I'd be ready to talk about it, it disappears. And I'm like, where did he go? And I had it all set and ready, waiting for it for this morning. I even tried it earlier today. So I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Where is my report? Where is that? I don't see it. But I'm like, okay, this is disgusting. It's disgusting because I don't know why stuff does, why this does this. Oh, I see it. There it is. It did download. I downloaded it on 15 times. I couldn't find it. You guys, y'all need to be praying for Cassie. I know. I'd be silly. My thing is, why is it that we as black people, why do we have to be told so many times something? Why do we got to be told something? The report, why do we have to be told? If somebody white don't tell you something, then you'll ignore it. It's not important. We got to get out of that mindset. We have to understand that every time white folks tell you something, they say something, it's a lie. It's not truth. They always want to make you feel bad for being black. They want to make you feel bad because you're who you are. They want to make you feel bad like nothing. They want to make you feel like a slave. We're not slaves. We are royalty. We have so much power and don't even understand the power that we possess because they've told you so long that you're nothing. They told you so long. They've torn you down. They've torn our brain cells down. They've torn our mindset down. We don't even want to look at our own blackness and be proud of it. We want to look at them and we want to look at them and be like, oh, my God, they're the best thing. They're the best thing ever. And them demons, them dysfunctional devils ain't nothing. They ain't hitting on nothing. Those are dysfunctional nothings. That's what I keep telling people. They are nothing. They are nothing. Under the color law, black people are targeted, surveilled, brutalized, maimed, and killed by law enforcement with impunity. This is what the report is saying, okay? This is what the report is talking about, okay? The report was, the report of the International Commission of Inquiry on systematic racist police violence against people of African descent in the United States. Now, that is what the report is telling us. I'm going to let you just see it. I just want you to see if you're going to be able to. This is the start of the report, okay? And we don't talk about it a little bit. This thing goes 188 pages, so I'm going to just kind of skim through it. But I just want us to understand what we are dealing with here. And it talks about the purpose of the Commission of Inquiry of Systematic Racist Police Violence Commissioner is to examine whether widespread systematic racist violence in policing against black people of African descent in the United States of America has resulted in a continuing pattern of gross and reliable attested violations of human rights and fundamental freedoms. The commission finds a pattern and practice of racist police violence in the U.S. in the context of a history of oppression dating back to the extermination of First Nations, the enslavement of Africans, the militarization of U.S. society, and the continued perpetuation of structural racism. You have to, sometimes I read these words and I'm looking at them and my mind, I have to close my eyes because my mind is going so, and my mind is way down there and I'm looking at the word and it's like, ah! So you guys bear with me here. You know what, Isaac? You're right, so many people are having dreams, but let's do something about those dreams. Let's not just dream about what's coming. Let's know that it's here. Get your silver. Get your gold. Get you some foreign currencies because a lot of these countries are getting ready to revalue their money, okay? And when they revalue their money, you can get that the value of that money in American money, okay? I'm just saying. The commission was established in the wake of the public execution of George Floyd after millions of people saw him tortured and choked to death by police officer Derek Chauvin, okay? Massive protests against police violence toward people of African descent erupted throughout the U.S. U.S. country and around the world. The families of Mr. Floyd Breonna Taylor, Michael Brown, Philando Castile joined 600 rights groups and petitioned the United Nations Human Rights Council, HRC, UNHRC, to appoint a UN commission to of inquiry to investigate systematic racist police violence and attacks attended human rights violation against people of African descent in the United States. Now, my thing is, you going to the UN who has the same problem. I'm just saying. Are they really going to solve the problem, you think? No. Because you have a commission that was just started. They just started this commission, but the commission has no power. They can say, oh, yeah, we see it, but we can't do nothing about it. So what does that mean? What's the sense in having a commission that can't do anything about it? That makes no sense, right? So are they trying to appease us? That's what it looks like. They're just trying to say, well, let's just do something so they won't tear the country up. That's what I think it is. So if we think that they're doing something, then we'll stop rioting, right? If we think that they're doing something, we will stop rioting, right? Yeah, that's what they think. It works. Do you see them rioting anymore? No, we're going back to sleep, right? We're going back to sleep. I'm just saying. I want to read something to you. They said in the International Association of Democratic Lawyers, National Conference of Black Lawyers, and National, okay, they talk about all the lawyers, okay. All cases selected for the hearing involved the ingenious and unjustified killings of maiming of individuals of African descent in the U.S., including the killings of unarmed individuals who pose no threat of death or serious bodily harm. So why are they still getting away with it? If they're telling you that they are not even posing a threat to these officers, how are the officers getting away with it? You know how? Qualified immunity. That's how. What's that qualified immunity? What is it? Let's see what is qualified immunity. Let's look at that up. Let's see what that means. Okay? Because people aren't understanding that they have stuff set up, right, that'll tell you, okay, if you put this inside of a law, then guess what? We can do this. Hold on. Oh, shoot. Okay, let's see. What does qualified immunity mean? What does it mean? What does it mean? I want you guys to, I'm trying to break stuff down as easy as I can. Let's see, what does it mean? Definition. Let me see. What is it I'm trying to say? Why is it not coming up? I want to see how are they doing this. Okay, it's saying, oh, Lord, I don't know what I typed in here. Hold a banner that, okay, hold on. Let me try one more. Let me try one more thing. Protect states and local officials, including law enforcement officers, from individual liabilities unless the official violated a clearly established constitutional right. Qualified immunity is generally available if the law a government official violated isn't clearly established. The doctrine of qualified immunity protects all government officials acting within the scope of their governmental duties, not just law enforcement officers. Okay? That means they can kill you without any type of punishment, especially if they're going to say, now, a lot of them, if I'm running from you, just like the Andrews young man that just died, if I'm running from you, how are you threatened? And that's what they'll say. Oh, we threatened. He had a car. What the officer said in that case with Andrew, They said, oh, he was getting ready to drive the car into us. That was a lie, okay? Because that's not what, and they even wrote it in reports. That's why they didn't want to show the video, because the officer said, now this is what we're dealing with these racist Muslims, okay? The officer said, hold on, just for what, I'm getting a little thirsty. The officer said that that he was coming toward them in the car, but he was shot in the back of the head. So if I'm coming towards you in my car, I should be getting shots here, right? Why back here? I'm just not understanding it. Or I should have been shot all over my body, front and back, right? Because if you had officers in the back, officers in the front, I should have been shot all over my body, right? That's not what happened. So the tape that they showed, that's why they only showed like so many seconds of the tape, because it didn't line up. So all of those officers that wrote reports and said that he was coming toward them in a car, they should be fired. Qualified immunity is covering them, because all I have to do is say, oh, I'm afraid for my life. This is Kyle Rittenhouse. He walked in the streets with an AR-15, but he wasn't afraid for his life. They weren't afraid for their life. You notice they're only afraid for their life when they're black. They're not afraid for their life when it's not black, folks, right? When they're white, Kyle Rittenhouse waved at the police and walked past and went home. He killed two people, still out on bail, but you've got Grandmaster that's going on trial and who didn't even kill anybody. But he's paying all this money out, but you have to understand Grandmaster, NFAC man, okay, was shaking the tree a little bit. You know what I mean by shaking the tree? He stopped the Derby last year. Remember that? And all that money that they lost, they turned around and arrested him. So now he's got to pay attorneys, two attorneys, because federal and state, okay, charges. Breaking news, no charges against race soldiers for murdering. Are you? Oh, I'm done. I'm done. I can't take William. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. You just blew it. I can't take it no more. I'm serious. That's why I'm leaving. No charges. But guess what? They can bring charges up against our brother, NFAC, because he was shaking a tree. He cost the Derby. They went down there. They canceled the Derby because NFAC was coming, and that brother cost them a lot of money. So what did they do? They turned around and charged him federal and state, okay? He had to get two attorneys. So that's money. The same amount of money that he lost, that they lost, he's losing now. That's they thinking. You have to understand what you have to understand. Niggas with guns, really? You thought they was going to sit there and let him come out with a whole group of black men with armed weapons? They had to shut their brother down somehow. Y'all still go on his donation page. Don't forget our brother. He's still dealing with the lawyers. They had five cases against him. They dropped all but one. So you have to understand, he's still dealing with those cases. Still, let's support our own, you guys. Let's get to the point where we are so mad and we're so frustrated. Just like the man that went to jail for murdering the guy that was breaking in his house. So when we defend ourselves, we can't defend ourselves. The guy burger at Dunkin' Donuts, who the guy, white guy, ended up dying, but it was on the, you know, for whatever happened, but the white guy can hurt him or come in there, and, you know, he's fearing for his life. So what, he had to die before he can defend himself? How are you going to defend yourself dead? What if the Mazunga had to come in there shooting? I mean, because if he was acting like the guy I just showed you with the computer beating himself upside the head, I'd have punched him out too. I'm just saying, we have to stop allowing them to do stuff because they want us to allow us, they want us, it's almost like a child that hit a child and then run, and then the other child hit him back, and then the child that hit back get in trouble. No! You get that child that's hit through the first lick. So that Mazuma came in and Dunkin' Donuts and threw a lick at that brother, that manager, and the manager hit back, you're defending yourself. The guy who's intruding into somebody's house, and you shoot through the door to stop that intrusion, that intruder, guess what? He had a right to defend himself. He had a right to protect his family. Because ain't no telling what that man would have done if he'd got inside of his house. And then what? He could have had a gun or whatever. And then your whole family, now you got to, no. We have to defend ourselves. If you don't defend yourself, then what? You die? And they're going to still get off. Because they ain't, well, then they're going to come up with a lie and say something else. But my thing is, thank you, William Bell, for even, thank you. We appreciate it. But this is why I say get out. Get out, get out, get out. That right there ought to make you want to get out even more. I'm just saying. how much longer are you going to take it? How long are you going to keep taking it? I've shared previous videos about how beautiful Africa is. You can get land for $700. You have to go now before the stars get there. Stevie Wonder, he said he's going. Who was that other one? Stevie Wonder, David Chappelle, did he say he was going? Okay, and a few others. Y'all better understand what's going on. You better get down there before they get down there. Because once they buy up that land, and that land going to go sky high once them stars get down there. I'm just saying. And certain black folk ain't going to go anywhere. We're not going to get everybody. But at least the ones that that aren't coons, and the ones that are coons in Africa, we're going to send them to America. We're going to pay for them to come to America. And we're going to get rid of them out of Africa. And the Chinese won't be there because we'll be there. And the Chinese know how we know about them. We know how the Chinese are. We've dealt with Chinese. We've dealt with Muslims, okay? So we have to help them to understand what they're dealing with, okay? So the ones of us that are woke, we understand that they're not friends. We don't call enemies friends. We don't call demons friends. We don't call people that don't know how to treat you friends. I'm just saying, okay? Let me continue on. Oh, there it is. I'm like, okay. There has been a long-standing scourge of white supremacy and racial capitalism, as well as slavery and its legacy in the United States, in which two systems of law exist. Is there not two systems? Yes, there's two systems of law, one for white people and another for people of color, African descent. Under color of law, black people are targeted, surveilled, brutalized, maimed, and killed by law enforcement officers with impunity as being black. Is itself criminalized and devalued. Invariably, when a police killing of a person of African descent is known to have been unjustified, it is dismissed as merely the action or collective actions of a few bad apples. This excuse obscures the real problem. Okay? However, which is structural racism embedded in the United States legal and policing system. Now, they're telling you everything in this report is something that we should be able to use to sue, okay, to file some lawsuits and bring charges against America. We need to bring charges against them. That's the only way it's going to help. The commissioner conducted hearings into the cases of 44 black people, all but one of whom was killed by police. The individual not killed was left paralyzed by police. That's Jacob, okay? Family members, attorneys, activists, and experts testified about the details of the killing, how the killings affected the families and community of the victim. We're going to talk about that. After your son, the 12-year-old Tamir Rice, was killed, what was the effect on his mom? What was the effect on his family? After Atiana was murdered in front of her nephew, who was 10, what's his life going to be like? What's his life? Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times. Why would you have to shoot somebody 7 times in the back? He really wanted to kill him. He shot him 7 times. He can't believe he lived. He shot him 7 times in the back. Let me ask you a question. His 3 boys were in the back of that car. Is their mental state today? We're not thinking about how the family's feeling. We're not thinking about after the fact, are we? No. Okay. What is the after effect? Mental illness. PTSD. Fear of police. And why do you think they show it on the news over and over and over? But we never, ever, ever see white folks. This little, how many knew that you had a middle school student that shot up a school? She was a 6th grader. Did they show it on TV? No. She didn't kill anybody. She just shot 3 people. But did they show it on TV? No. They never show their stuff. They always show ours. So that's brainwashing us. So we brainwash. We're brainwashed. We walk around thinking that we're the baddest thing living it. Now, how are you going to say that? You're being shot dead for non-violent traffic stops, for non-violent actions, for non-violent anything. Okay? Mazungas are being arrested or not arrested, and they're killing us. Kyle Rittenhouse, he's out on bail. He's still out on bail. Remember the guy that shot the police officer at the Wendy's? He won his job back. They dropped the charges on him. I'm just saying. You understand what I'm saying? We got to understand what's going on here, family. We have got to understand this, okay? implemented and lack of access to remedies and the resulting impunities of predators, okay? After hearing the testimony and receiving national data, the commissioner concluded that both the relevant laws and police practices in the U.S. do not comply with the international human rights obligations of the U.S., okay? But what are they going to do about it? The commissioner finds violations of the right to life, life security, freedom from torture, freedom from discrimination, mental health, access to remedies for violations, fair trial, and presumptions of innocence to be the threat, to seem to be women, and to be treated with humanity and respect. The commissioner finds violations of the state's duty to provide medical care to detained persons, to ensure investigations of extrajudicial killings that are independent, competent through the effectiveness, and to provide prosecution of suspects and punishment of predators, to ensure that the predators are held accountable. And that's not what they're doing. The commission finds U.S. laws and police practices do not comply with the international standards on the use of force, which requires legal, biased, legitimate, objective, necessary persecution, protection of life, non-discriminatory, and accountability. Okay? I mean, you have to understand, this stuff is serious. But what are they going to do about it, family? Many black people are killed in broad daylight to intimidate communities and because police don't fear accountability. Okay? In some cases, in case after case, the commissioner finds evidence of an alarming pattern of destruction, loss, manipulation, and evidence, cover-up, obstruction of justice, collusion between various arms of law enforcement. Did you hear that? In connection with the unjustified killings of unarmed persons of African descent, police officers and their unions, prosecutors, coroners, independent medical examiners, are accomplices in the services of impunity. Did you hear what I just read? The commissioners also find a troubling pattern of creating false narratives and smearing campaigns directed at victims and their families. Now, they know all of this. This is something we already know, but they had to do a commission to find out. But what are they going to do about it? I'm going to show you what I'm going to tell you the conclusion of the matter for us. When I get done reading this, okay? The conclusion of the matter for us. I'm going to give you a conclusion. It's up to you to take that conclusion. It's up to you to do what you need to do. It's strictly up to you. Nobody can stop you from doing what you need to do. Nobody can stop you from getting out but you. The commissioner notes the lack of independent and impartial review of police killings, included the absence of judicial review of prosecutors, virtually in unfettered discretion. The commissioner further noted that the failure to remedy police misconduct amounts to repeated instances of brutality that ultimately culminated in the use of deadly force. Okay. The commissioner finds the police defense of qualified immunity amounts to condoning police brutality, violence against persons of African descent. Now, the commissioner is telling you that they have to get rid of the qualified immunity. They have to get rid of that, okay? It creates a culture of impunity whereby offenders are not held accountable and families are left without redress. You have to understand, black folk are really getting tired of this. We're really tired. What do you think is going to come out of this, family? You think we're going to sit here and keep taking this? No. Because black folk will get tired. It takes us a little longer because we are so forgiving and we don't want to believe. Even though it's in our face, we still don't want to believe that they all this time have not changed. All this time you still are racist. All this time you've been dealing with black people and you really have never liked black people. No, they've never liked us. Never. Now it's coming out because they are really struggling. And they know, because Biden already told you, in year 2020, 2044, going to be put, he already told you what's going to be on this earth. They're not going to be here. They're done. They're done. Did y'all know they were planning to go to the moon next year? $10 million to go to the moon? And some black folk going to try to be on that plane, okay? That little ship or whatever, however they're going to get up there. I hope all of them go. I hope you send all the coons. Send all, everybody, coon, white folk, go. Go, bye. Go, bye. Who cares? But they are planning to go to the moon next year. Go ahead and go. The commission also finds a prima facie, case of crimes against humanity warranting an investigation by the International Criminal Court, ICC, the court under the Rome Statute, okay? That's why nothing's going to be done, because it's under the Rome Statute, okay? This is the Pope that said it's okay to have slavery. I'm just saying. Murder, severe deprivation of physical liberty, torture, persecution of people of African descent, and other inhumane acts which occurred in the context of widespread or systematic attack directly against the civilian populations of black people in the U.S. You guys have to understand that the commission finds, I mean, they're telling you what they're finding. They're telling you what's going on. But they're not saying, in order to establish a continuous process to monitor systematic racist police violence in the United States, the appointment by the UN, which is the commissioner, of an independent expert on systematic racist police violence in the America, call for the demilitarization. That word is demilitarization, okay, of law enforcement, you know what I mean, throughout the United States, and call for an end to impunity and for accountability of police officers resorting to racist violence and unjustified force before independent civilian review boards and in criminal and civil proceedings of the Justice Service in the United States. I'm just saying. The commissioner calls on the Office of the Prosecutor of the International Criminal Court upon receipt of the report of the commission to inquire, to initiate an investigation into crimes against humanity pursuant to her / his powers under Rome statute. So what is that really telling you? Is there anything going to be done? Probably not. The commissioner calls on the Executive Board of the United States government to accept the justification of the ICC, okay, in relation to the U.S. under the article blah, 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 sign the Rome Statute of the ICC and transmit it to the U.S. Senate for consent. And who's on the Senate? U.S. Senate. Who's on the Senate, you guys? And your Black Caucus on the Senate? Okay. What are they going to do with it? What do they do with anything concerning black people? They want to tell you to get the lollipop and have a whole page full of lollipops, 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 get your lollipops. But nothing about this. Why is this not out? Why is the news not talking about this? Why are black people not talking about it? I heard Lisa Bouvier talking about it. But why is the black media not talking about this? I'm just saying. I mean, they gave them so many steps as far as what they need to do. We're going to keep on reading just a little bit more, telling them what to do. Remove the non-self hold on, I lost my spot. Oh, Jesus. Okay, remove the self-executing language in the ramification of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and or pass full implementing legislation of this treaty, including the provision in Article 20, which prohibits propaganda for war and speech that promotes hatred of racial or religious groups or incites discrimination or violence against people of racial or religious groups. Now, that's what's going on in Israel, right? Okay. Fully enforce the International Convention of the Elimination of All Forms of racial discrimination and the covenant. Now, you know what? They're asking them to do something they will never do. They're not going to ever do this against torture and other criminal, cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment, which the U.S. has ratified, okay? And it says ratify all other international human rights treaties as well as regional treaties, support legislation aimed to divesting federal resources for incarceration and policing, as well as ending the criminal legal system derived harms that have disproportionately criminalized Black and brown communities, LGBT people, indigenous, disabled, I'm not concerned about all of them, create an effective and robust system of combating institutionalized racism within all law enforcement agencies, which needs to be dismantled. They need to be dismantled and defunded, okay? Funds need to be allocated to social services so they'll be able to come in, and if the person is having like a mental breakdown, allow the psychiatrists, allow the therapist to actually take that on. Police officers can't handle mental health. They're not trained for that, okay? They're not trained for that. So remove the personal immunity that protects individual police officers from civil lawsuits filed by members of the public, and impose a clear duty on police officers to de-escalate all encounters before force is used. And that's what they're actually supposed to do. But when they come out, you already see they're already ready to fight, ready to shoot, ready to kill. Oh, you say something to me, I'm the liar, you're going to get it. That's how they come in Black people. But when you see them talking to white folks, they're not. You don't hear the roughness. You don't hear that I'm the boss and you listen to me and I'm white and I say so. You don't hear that when they're talking to their own. Okay, you hear that how they talk to Black people. Okay. Develop policies and support for legislation of demilitarizing policing throughout the United States. Okay. And accomplish a complete overhaul of current policies and training practices, including but not limited to, you cannot retrain a racist. There's no way. So a lot of these officers need to, if you have an officer that's been working for you for over, a year or 2 years, and they've got, like, yin-yang, like, Derek Chauvin, whatever his name is, he had so many complaints already. His chief should have been out long before George Floyd died. He had so many complaints on him. He did the same thing to a 14-year-old, okay? The mom called. They were fighting. The 14-year-old was fighting with another member of the family. The mom called Derek Chauvin, and he came in and choked the boy. He's 14. I'm just saying. So he should have been off the force way before George Floyd died. And you have a lot of other officers, like the one that killed Freddie Gray. He had already had complaints. You have officers that already killed, like the woman that shot Dante. She had already shot somebody maybe a year, 2 years ago. So she shouldn't have even been on force. My thing, if the NAACP, or who I'm not even going to say, if this commissioner goes in and looks at a lot of the officers' files or all of their files, you take one, you have commissioner across the country. Okay, you need more than one because we want commissioners to go in and we want them to actually look at the files. And if you have any police officers that have three complaints, or more than one racial complaint, okay, you can have a complaint because people are going to say what they want to say. But if you see that they're a racial complaint and they're disregarding or violent or violating somebody's human rights, or they're being violent toward that person, or they beat a person up, or, you know, a person of color up, and you know it's not been justified, or I think it's time for us to clear and clean the police force out. You know, I hear people say, oh, it's good officers. I haven't met any. So you might have to get rid of more of your bad officers. I'm just saying. Okay. I don't know why white folks want to put the request friends. I don't give friends. I have a lot of white people trying to get on my page, and I don't deal with a lot of white folks because I'm not going to sit up and explain stuff to them they already know. I think they act stupid, so I don't have the patience to go and say, oh, okay, and then I'm explaining why I talk the way I do. And then I hear somebody, oh, you're racist. My thing is, honey, learn what the word means. I can't be racist. I'm a group of people. Being racist, you have control over a group of people. I don't have control over a group of people to make their life change. I can't change a group of people's lives, okay? That's what a racist is. A racist person that can change a group of people's lives for the bad or good. Okay? White folk have that authority, black folk don't. Whose lives can we change? If we don't like you on your job, can we get you fired? Or will they fire you because we don't like you? No. But if a white person don't like you on your job, they'll fire you because that white person don't like you. That's racism, okay? They have the power to be racist. I don't. Another word. Whatever. Oh, boy. Y'all, please forgive me. I don't know why I'm yawning today. I'm just tired. I think I've worked so many hours this week. I told you, I'm getting out of here by August, and I'm working like a dog trying to do it. I hope that you guys are serious, and I hope you guys are looking around you, and I hope you guys are setting your mind and doing your research. Don't take people's word for it. Do your research. If you're married to somebody that's playing for you, you may have to come back and forth for a minute. I'm just saying. If you're trying to go to Africa and that person's trying to stay here, then you keep your apartment here and, you know, he can pay or she can pay or whatever, but you get your butt to Africa and you come back and forth. Maybe every 7 months you come back, 3 months you come back, stay for a week, and then you go back. I'm just saying, because sometimes we can get in situations and we'll stay in danger because of our mate, because our mate don't see vision or have vision, and they don't think it's dangerous is what you're seeing, and you're seeing from different from what's going on because you have that revelation, and your mate don't see it, then you could they can cause your death, and then after you die, then they wake up, and then they'd be, well, I'm going to go to Africa. No, you're going to go there, and then you pull them along with you. You know, you don't stay because your children, okay, if your children don't want to go, they're grown, okay, deuces. But if you have kids under 18, teenagers, they have to go too. And once you get 18, if you want to come back, you come back. You know what I'm saying, but this is what we're going to do for your safety. We're leaving. We don't stay because of mom, dad. My mom is 80 years old. I know she's not leaving her family. She has family here. She has sisters, and her sisters will be here for her. I've told her, I said, I need you to come. I cannot, come. But my mom's 80, and you know a lot of parents aren't going to come. They're older, and her sisters are all older, so they have each other to take care of. So my thing is, I love my mom, but I'm not going to put my freedom. I'm not going to put my life on the line. I'm not going to take the shot for her. If she wants to come, she can come. If she doesn't, and then if I try to come back and they say you have to take the lollipop in order to come back, I won't be doing that. So I do want her to come, and I've been trying to convince her to come. But if she does not, then I'll leave her behind. I'm sorry. Y'all may look at me and say, oh, my God, Cassie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If you don't have a vision, I'm your daughter. You have to trust me. This is a matter of life and death. I cannot, you know, and some older people, they don't trust anybody. Okay, that's fine. I'm your daughter. I'm not going to tell you anything wrong. You need to listen because I got you. I'm not going to do something that's going to hurt you, okay? That's why I'm waiting until I get to Africa to have kids and a wife because I don't want them to be, yes, you're right, Isaac. You are so right. And I hope you're doing your homework and getting yourself together, okay? You're doing what you need to do. Did you get in touch with Hebrews, the Negroes, to be on that trip, or African Tigers when you get to, you know, Senegal, or they have planners and the Dynasty Demir is going in, back in November, December, I think, August, somewhere up in there. He's going back, so you might want to be on that trip, okay? But I'm telling you, there are people that's going back. Maybe you could be on a trip with them. And he said some of his people stayed when he went. And okay, and Hebrews, the Negroes. They're going in July, and they're taking people over and definitely doing my homework. Yes, do your homework. That would be very wise. You can. I told you they have land in Ghana. Blackfoot has land in Bursera and Kartong. I got land in Kartong. That's where I'm in. And you have enough money to be able to get you a patch of land. And if you put a tent on the land for a minute, I'm just saying, you have your own land. But definitely do your homework and don't wait to, don't wait too late. Don't wait too long. I'm just the commissioner. I'm just trying to really help you guys understand about the commissioner. And this thing is super long. If you guys want to pull it up, you can. Blackfoot, yes. B-L-A-X dash or either space I-T, Blackfoot Family. And it's Julia. And so, yeah, put a little space in there. And also Melanated Man, Mr. Mosby, he's there. Go Black to Africa. Check him out. Go Black to Africa. He always talks about repatriating. He also gives you ideas as far as different businesses and stuff. So you might contact him, okay? Let's see who else.
Mark goes to Africa. He's there. He'll help you out also. I'm trying to see who else. African Tigress, of course, she lived there. She went just moved to Senegal from Kenya. Okay. Pan-African Strike Back, he has land over there. He can help you also to give you an idea because he has properties. He has an Airbnb. So if you're going to Kenya, he's got two Airbnbs that you can rent out. But my thing is they have Airbnbs. Just make sure, you know. My thing is people say, oh, make sure it's safe. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, honey, America is a terrorist country. So Africa is not any less safe than America. I'm just saying. Africa is the best. It's more safe. It's more safer. You can go to Tanzania. They have they had apartments in Ghana, okay, and I'm trying to see who had that on there. It was for like it was like a condo. It was for $48,000, but if you know $45,000, but if you offer them, you know, a deal or offer them the lease with the option to buy, I'm sure they'll let you do that. That is the mirror when it comes to learning about gaining citizenship. Yes, in Africa, yes, he knows that. He can help you with that. If I were you, I would take a DNA test, okay? African descent or African and me. Okay, see? So, yeah, you've been there. Tanzania is the best. I'll tell you, it's more safer there than it is in America. At least you don't have to worry about police killing you. I'm just saying. Come on, people. You know, it's you have, in every continent, you have bloggers that would mind, you know, cooking up and giving you, like I told you, Africa, go back to Africa's in Tanzania. He will hook up with you, Isaac, and, you know, but do your homework and, you know, and see what you need to do. But I just wanted to come to you guys and talk about this commission, this report with this commission, and I'm you know, about done reading it. But it's 130, it's 180 some pages. So I'm just saying, the introduction, and then they talked about Nate, you know, talking about the different ones that died. Nate was my perfect gift from God. When Nate was killed, every hope and dream in my head was destroyed, taken, and regulated to a statistic that doesn't matter much in the United States of America. This is Dominique Archibald, the mother of Nathaniel Pickett that died, okay? And they're talking about different things and how it's devastated them. This is, you know, George's mom says Jordan obviously was running for his life, and to choose to chase him into a stern alleyway, and then you murdered him and you lay him down in trash and proceed to hogtie him and watch him bleed out. That was Jeanette Baker, the mother of Jordan Baker. I'm just saying, these are just things with the commissioner, stuff that was said by parents with six officers on top of him, putting her in this torture device. Do they realize at some point she had stopped moving? They failed to check on Kayla because her last words were, "Get off me, I can't breathe." And they ignored her cries for help. And that's Maria Moore, sister of Kayla Moore. Okay, they're talking about different ones, but the crisis of systematic racist police violence against people of African descent, and they continue to go on about George Floyd. And, you know, this is a very heartfelt, so they know. When I look at this and I look at what they're talking about, you know, all of the topics and, you know, and how what people are saying in the testimonies and failed by the U.S. courts and law, reflective system, matter of racism, the families and loved ones of the victims of policing. They know this is a study that they've done, but I don't hear anybody talking about it. So they know, even with the riots, they did a study about riots, and they did nothing about it. So they know. So if they choose not to do anything about it, then guess what? What are you going to do about it? Let me talk about that for a minute, okay? Because this study is really long, and I'm going to tell you, it's the commission. You can pull up the study yourself, and it's the commission of I'll put it in comments. How about that? And it's a study as far as, I'm going to try to pull it up. Commission, it's called the Commission Report 15 April. The Commission Report 15 April. And you can download it and read it. It's like 180 pages. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I just wanted to see a little bit about, you know, I read the introduction, and then now they go with the George Floyd. and the need for international prevention and attention from international peace and justice advocates and the Genesis of Commission of Inquiry. We understand the necessary for global solidarity. You know, they go on in June 8th, the families of George Floyd, they talk about Breonna in here, and then they talk about the person, the purpose of the Commission of Inquiry. The Commission of Inquiry was established to examine whether systematic racism, racist violence in policing against people of, and they came up with the conclusion that it was, okay. I mean, they had won the 1979 predecessor of the Commission of Inquiry, the 2021 Commission of Inquiry founded. I mean, they talked about a year later, 79 International Associates of Dreaming Private Lawyers. So they've been doing this for a minute, so they know what's going on. They know what's going on. But let me help us to understand what we need to do. If they're not going to do anything and you don't want to get yourself in no trouble, get the hell out. Plain and simple. When are we going to understand that? This is not your land, you guys. We were forced here. And people say, well, I'm not leaving. I built this country. Okay, well, you could build Africa. Now is that time to build Africa. Buy land. And you got a lot of the basketball pros getting ready to leave, and they're rebuilding over there. They're building stadiums over there. And Go Black to Africa said, hey, get you some land, get you a space around those stadiums, set you up a business, and you can, I mean, when they build those stadiums, you already have your business set up. You'll be ready. I'm just saying, what are you going to do, family? Are you going to stay here and die? Are you going to stay here and continue in your mental illness? Are you going to stay here and continue cooning out and pretending that racist America's not racist, like your president, your vice president Kamala Harris said, oh, America's not a racist country. But, okay, well, whoa. What do you need the butt for? Leave the butt off. You said what you said, but you're going to throw in something else? Is it racist or is it not, Kamala Harris? Okay, then you had Tim Scott said, oh, America's not racist, a racist country, but Tim Scott got stopped by the police 7 different times, okay, within a month. Then you had Jim Clyburn, okay, who's a bootlick and been a bootlick since forever. Let me just ask you a question. All these black leaders that we have in office, the areas that they're running, how are those areas? Are they still ghettos? Are they still drugs? Are they still run down? How are those areas? You have to understand what's really going on. When I see these black leaders that have these little, you know, their leaders over whatever, but those are areas like Baltimore, you had a black mayor. Just like the move in Philadelphia in 1982, you had a group called The Move. You had a black mayor. He allowed that family to be bombed, okay? He allowed that family to be bombed. Why would you bomb that family? Why? Why would you bomb that family? It was a black mayor who okayed it. And they came in and bombed that family and blocked within blocks. People lost homes because of one family. They was trying to get rid of one family, which was crazy. Why would you bomb? What was so important about you bombing them? What was the threat? Our black truth, you guys, you have to understand, our black truth is racist to them. Our black truth is very dangerous for them. Our black truth, okay, is dangerous, plain and simple. They don't want to hear our truth. They don't want to hear anything about how they treated black people. They don't want their children to know how dirty they were, how they used to hang black people and cut their babies out of their stomach, hang them up on trees, burn them alive, then you cut their body parts off and eating, keeping their body parts as a souvenir, like penises and stuff, keeping their penises in their tongues and stuff. What do you need with their penises, okay? You want to insert it in your little small itty-bitty baby penis? I'm just saying. My thing is, we have to understand who we're really dealing with, okay? Cannibalism. They were cannibals, still are cannibals. They still eat pieces. You can look that up on the internet. I saw a video where they were eating people. And they're making sausages out of, They just nasty. I'm just going to say that. Okay, our citizenship in Africa should tell us something. Yes, famous rapper Cardi B just got hurt in there. Oh, God, I hope she don't go there. I'm just saying. They need to leave Cardi B here. I'm serious. She said she's not black. So what does she need a citizenship for? She going to go over there and be nasty with them kids? Going to teach them, just like you hear how America is trying to impress African children to come here, okay, because they want to teach them about homosexuality, same-sex genders, and then they're going to send them back, and then they're going to be able to take it back to their villages and stuff. Now, you come over here, you learn over here, you stay over here. That's my thing.
when they come and you are infiltrated and you are taught by racist Mzungas how to be nasty, and you think you're going to bring that back to Africa? No. You keep your little behind right here, and you stay amongst them. Okay, you think they got you like that? Once you leave Africa, come here, then you need to stay because you've been indoctrinated. And we don't need them bringing that mess back to Africa. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, the Indians, when you leave the compound of Indians, you have to stay gone. They don't let you come and learn amongst your enemies and then come back to the compound. They don't do that. Black folks are the only ones that do that. Black folks, we have to stop allowing the Chinese and all these other racist groups to come here trying to tell you how to parent. We know how to parent. Our children aren't shooting up schools. Our children aren't shooting up daycares and nightclubs. Our children aren't shooting up Walmarts, okay? They want you to believe that you're the worst of the worst. They want you to believe that you're the scum of the earth. But guess what? Just what they tell you is who they are. Just what they try to tell you is who they are. That's why they don't want that 1619 documentary to be taught in schools, because they don't want their children to know how much of a devil that they are, and that their children's children are getting ready to suffer for the third and fourth generation. I'm telling you, the same way we went into slavery, they're getting ready to go through also. You have to understand, they had to fall for us to rise, but a lot of times they know if they're getting ready to die, they're going to try to take as many as they can. Yes, we are naturally a loving people. Yes. Yes, Isaac, you are so right. Everything we know, we learn from them. That's why I keep telling you, black folk don't know how to love. We've never saw it. We've never had it. If you were from slavery, now, if you're in Africa and you still have your close-knit family, that's different. They love. They know how to love. We never learned that. We were in captivity. We were slaves. Our men slept with all kind of women. They had babies all over that plantation. Cousins marrying cousins, cousins sleeping with cousins, all kind of stuff. Me and Mary laying with their mamas, laying with their sisters, laying with their cousins. I mean, you have to understand, they didn't care who was kin to who. They didn't care. The Mzungas didn't care because they sleep with their dogs, they sleep with their animals, they sleep with their daughters, they sleep with their sons, they sleep with their mamas, they sleep with their I'm just saying, they sleep with everybody. They call it's all in the family. They keep it in the family. I'm just saying, we have to get understand who we're dealing with. Let's stop allowing our enemies to lead and guide us. We lead and guide them. They can't tell you what to do. You tell them what to do. I'm just saying, family. We've got to get our heads on straight. If white folks don't tell you something, don't make it. Or if they tell you something, believe the opposite. Just like they try to tell you lazy, believe the opposite. We built this bitch. We built this country. So how are we lazy? How are we lazy when we built this? They call you nasty. Who's nasty? You sleep with your dog. You sleep with your child. Who's nasty again? Well, I had a man. I told you about this man and tried to get on my Facebook page and tell about, well, teach our children morals, and we need to teach them integrity and character. And I said, sweetheart, I'm going to listen to you, a man whose child is shooting up schools, shooting up America, shooting up the world. I'm going to listen to you to teach me how to raise my children. Are you serious? My children aren't shooting up anybody's school. My children aren't going to shoot up anybody's Walmart. But you got the nerve to try to tell me when your child is shooting up the whole America? Why would I listen to you how to do anything? I'm going to give you some advice. I have a book. Let me show y'all. I needed to really, I told the dude, I said, I have a book. It's called A Mother's Love. It's a parenting book, okay? It took me literally 20 years to write my book. And I do want to thank you guys. Some people have purchased my book. Thank you so much. And if you go into my email, hardtruths@gmail.com, you can cash out me and I'll send you out a copy. I'm just saying. But and I also have a workbook. But you trying to tell me I'm an author, okay? I raised two children, okay? This is the workbook to go with it, okay? And I do believe that black people, we have been traumatized. We have to learn how to parent all over again. We have to learn how to love all over again because we don't know how to do either. We don't know how to love and we don't know how to parent, okay? So we have to do this over. We have to start from scratch. We have to learn how to love each other. Because they taught us how to distrust each other. They taught us we had to trust them instead of our men. We have to heal that relationship. It is time for us to heal our relationship. It is time. Welcome, Pan-Africanism. Hi, Brandon. Welcome, welcome, welcome. That's my brother right there. I love him. That's my brother. But I want us to understand we have to, it's time to go. I told y'all, we're done. If you don't understand by now what you're dealing with,
We in trouble. The end of the game, the conclusion of this matter is that you get out. The conclusion. We have to get out. It's imperative. It's imperative. They're showing you every day that they don't want, that you're not welcome. They're showing you every day. Every day is something different. You deal, them dealing with our children, okay? They don't know how to deal with you at, on your job, and you allowing them, you're giving them your children every day. Why? So they can continue abusing them? Do you not know the damage that, that they're doing to our children? If they are doing damage to you on your job, do you, can you imagine the self-esteem problem that our children deal with every day? We have a mental illness. Black folks, if anybody has mental illness, it's us dealing with them. It's us dealing with them every single day. It's something. Every single day it's something with them. Oh, my God, they're so dysfunctional. Every day is something. We've got to get to the place where we get, we take care of us. We drown out everybody else, and we come together and we start loving on us. Because they taught you how to treat, we treat each other the way they taught us. We've been brain, all of this is just jacked up from them. We've been taught how not to love each other, how not to trust each other. We've got to come together. We need some healing here. If we don't come together, it's time for us to come together. We don't have a choice. We are all we got. So why are you putting down each other? Why are you going against each other? Who else got your back? They don't. If we don't have each other's back, who's going to have our back? Who's going to have our back? The conclusion of the matter is we get our minds together, we start saving our money, and we get out. Pan-Africanism, strike back. Oh, Brandon, it's a big word. He has land over there. Get with that brother right there. He's right there. Get with him. Look up his page. Put your information in there, Brandon. He has land. Get with him. He has property. He has Airbnbs over there. If you want to go to Kenya, he's, get with him. Africa, what is it? Go Black to Africa? He lays out different business plans. This can be done, you guys. It's up to us. If we want to be free, or you want to stay here and be abused, you want to stay up here and continue allow the police to kill you, because they always have a reason to kill us, but theirs never do. But then they want to tell us that we don't need to, you know, we don't, oh, we need police. We don't need police. We don't need them slave catchers. If they are not going to break it down and tear it down from the ground up, we don't need slave catchers. We already know what they do. And they come to kill, steal, and destroy. Whose attributes is those? It's not our attribute. I did not want to be on here for a whole 15 hours talking. I think you got the gist. I just wanted to give you more information about that commissioner, the commission that they came up with. And I want you to read it. Go and read it. They know. Excuse me. They know what they're doing. They know how they're treating us. They know, family. It is time for us to do for us. It's time for us to learn how to treat each other. When people come on here and they saying different things, I love you, sis. I love you, brother. I'm not trying to fight you. I'm not your enemy. I'm not your enemy. I'll tell them in a minute now. I'm not your enemy. I'm not even going to argue with them because I know that they need love. We need love. Black folk need love. We don't even know how to love each other. Ida, thank you so much for coming. But thank you for the compliments. Thank you. But I want you to do what you need to do. I just want us to understand what we're dealing with and who we're dealing with. And they are not your friends. All we have is us. And if we don't get out, we're going to die. It's time for us to get out. Before those entertainers go over there and make Africa all super expensive, time for us to get out. With that said, family, I hope you think about something that I've said. I hope I'm impacting lives. I hope I'm giving you something to think about. Because I keep telling you, I'm done. This is it. This is it. I keep saying August, I'm done. Last year I was supposed to go, but my money didn't quite fall right. I'm working like a dog. I'm out. I already bought my land. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm done. If you don't see the signs or see the warning signs and you get stuck here, you're going to die. It's not going to be anything pretty for black people. This is not your country. This is not your country. This is not your country. Get out. Get out. Get out. With that said, peace and blessings. I'll be back next Tuesday. Every Tuesday I come here 11:30 to 1.
I've gone over a little bit. I want you guys to understand it is time to get out. Peace, family. And thank you for everybody that's joined, that's going to join later. Like and share, like and share, like and share. Hit the bell so you'll know when I come back, because we're going to be doing this in Africa. We're going to be, I'm going to show all y'all what you're missing when I get there. I'm just saying. So y'all hit the bell so you can keep up with me, because we're going to enjoy life when we get there. This is done. But with that said, peace, family. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your day. All right, my family. Okay, Blog Talk, I still see you. I still see you. I still hear you. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I do. I love you guys. Keep tuning in. Keep coming on back every Tuesday at 11:30. I'm here. And I hope you're learning something from my show. I'm only here trying to get us to think about some things that we need to be doing right now. And we need to be thinking about how we're going to leave America. How are we going to get out? Because this is not your country. You don't have any business being here. And it's time for you to leave. And if you don't see that by now, you still hanging on, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to die. This country means you no good. And they just shot that boy. And no charges is going to be filed, which we already knew that. We understood that already. But like I'm saying, if you can't see that this country is done, then you're going to go down with it. I'm not willing to go down with it. I'm not willing to give up my freedom for them. I'm just not willing to die for a country that's not mine, that hates me. I'm just not doing it. But with that said, I do want you guys to have an amazing day. I want you guys to have I just want you guys to think about something. Do you want to live or do you want to die? Do you want to live or do you want to die? Because if you stay here and you're not prepared, you're going to die. So that's it, family. I want you to have an amazing rest of your week, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday at 11:30.
I'm a young black man, doing all that I can to stay. Oh, but when I look around and I see what's